Good morning. And we're learning Chayavim Hechus Tefillin. And we're looking at Klal Yadalad Simen Chav Zayin. So Simen Chav Zayin, the Chayavim goes through the Kavanah, as we mentioned yesterday, the person has to have in mind when he's wearing Tefillin. And we mentioned again yesterday that these Kavanahs are Ma'akev, and they're found in the paragraph of Hinei Mechaveh. So here he goes through them. Let's go through them and make sure we understand them clearly. So Yichavim Lahanachosam. We should have the following kavanah when we put on tefillin. Shitzivano Kadosh Baruch Hu lahaniach dala parshiyos. The Rosh commanded us to put on these dala parshiyos. It's not just wearing tefillin. There are sections in the tefillin. There are words written in the sections, and there's something. There's a message over there. Elu, these four parshiyos sheyesh bam yichud shmoi. So the main points which you find in these parshiyos are the yichud of Hashem. Hashem alakenu, Hashem echod. Hashem is one. Ve'itzias Mitzrayim. And we have the parshas which talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Al Azroya, she connected a lev, Al Rosh, she connected a moyach. We're commanded to put the tefillin on our arm. That's right next to where our heart is. We're commanded to put the tefillin on the head. That's right near where our brain is. Why is that? Kadesha Nizgur, Tomid Nisim, Niflo, Shosa, Imonu. These tefillin will remind us constantly of the tremendous wonders Hashem did with Klal Yisrael, the Yitzias Mitzrayim. Those wonders indicate that Hashem is one, there's nothing which has any power against him. And the Rosham has the power and the authority, the dominion, in all the worlds, the Rosham can do as he sees fit, nothing can stop him. Now, once a person has taken these lessons of the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Yichud and the Achdus, that he's unique and he's one, and there's nothing which has any power compared to him, and to stop him, the Rosh Hashanah is in full control of everything, then what's going to happen is, so the Neshama, which is found dwelling near the person's Moyach, and the Lev, which is the seat of the Taibis and the Machshavas, instead of letting them go astray and the person just wandering the field, he's committing now that he's been meshavim himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with this neshama and with this life. So tefillin are to act as a form of Kabbalah's avdus. And in that sense, they act like the symbol that a person has of the master being placed on the slave. So the servant wears this sign of his allegiance to his master and his commitment to his master. So here we are putting on the tefillin, which give us this sign of our commitment to be meshabed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, our neshama and our lev. Then he says, and this is going to help the person fulfill also the parsha of tzitzis, that a person will not be led astray to focus on his own desires and his own interests, is in Levavchem and Enechem, because the person has made a commitment to be the Abbot of Kadosh Baruch Hu, serve Kadosh Baruch Hu appropriately. So a person will fulfill that. So tefillin are b'nei necho to contradict and to lessen the effect of the Enechem, which the person can be led astray after his eyes. The tefillin are put, as it were, b'nei necho, to act as a counterbalance against that being led astray. With this, we're going to complete Hilchos Tefillin, and we're going to start Bes Hashem tomorrow, Hilchos Mezuzah. Have a good day.